Praise God. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Psalm 119. Yesterday we looked at that passage that talked about hiding God's word in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. But that whole Psalm 119, speaks of God's word. And this morning we'll begin at the 97th verse. And we'll read through to the 112th verse. Psalm 119, 97 to 112. I think we started on this side last time, so I'll ask Sister Angie to start for us and just read a verse, and we'll try to make our way around. See how far we get.
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation.
I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts.
Steve?
I have refuge to walk on any path of evil that I may retain obedience to your word.
I have not neglected your instructions because you yourself are my teacher.
How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey.
I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate everything wrong, every wrong path.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws.
I am afflicted.
Luke.
Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws.
The willing one of man.
My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law.
The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts.
Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart.
I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end.
Amen. I chose this passage because of the verse that speaks of thy word being a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We've been considering different pictures or illustrations that the Bible uses to describe itself. And here, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Christian mentioned that often we see how far we have strayed, and that light guides us back. But the other thought I see is that that word is a lamp and a light to keep me on the path, right? And once God places us on that path, that narrow way, He'd like to keep us there, and by His word He directs our steps. Some have see in this verse the thought that, you know, the feet speaking of the little steps I take. Every step I take can be directed by God's word, the principles that we find in His word, the truths, the commands. And then a light unto my path, more in the general sense of where my life is going, the guidance that He would like to give, the plan that He would like to unfold. Do you think God is interested in your life? Do you think He'd like to guide your life? What do you think? Yes. Of course He would like to direct us into His ways. into his will. Often as young people, or even as older people, we struggle sometimes with, well, God, what is your will in this situation? God, show me your will. And I thought that one of the places to start, if we want the Lord to guide us, I think one of the places to start is in the 97th verse. He says, oh, how I love thy law. Isn't that a good place to begin? Do you think if you love God's word, if you delight to do his will, do you think that he will fail to guide you in his way? What do you think? If David came to me and said, Dad, could you show me how to do this? Do you think I'd tell him, no, go away? Sometimes I tell him that. It's good to be independent, yeah. But thank God we can come to our Heavenly Father. We can open his word. And we can expect him to speak to us and give us light and guidance. And the other thought about light is something that we find in these verses, and I think someone read them to us. You find the word wisdom and insight and understanding. You know, it's that really has to do with light. Not only necessarily guidance, but to give us understanding and to know what to do in a given situation. Lord, you've given me that wisdom, that insight, that understanding. And it comes as I meditate upon thy law, as I obey thy law, as I delight in thy law. You see those words throughout this passage, don't you? I found this little quote about meditation. And you'll see how true it is. It says, what we love to think of. What we love to think of. Now we find that with earthly loves, right? Oh, I'm in love, and so I think of that one all the time. And if we love God's word, if we love his law as the psalmist David did, it became his meditation. He thought about it throughout the day. When his mind wasn't occupied with something else, I'm sure it returned to that thing he loved, God's law. And so where does your mind take you? What do you think about? That would be a good question, I think, to ask. What do you think about? Do I love God's law? Is it the meditation of my heart all the day? Do I think about Jesus? That's something that the Holy Spirit has to work into our hearts. Our minds are easily distracted. There are things that come. We have to focus on them, pay attention to them. But then the Holy Spirit would like to draw our minds and hearts back to God. To meditate upon his word. It's a wonderful thing when God brings his word back, or brings our minds back to his word. And it seems just when we need it, just the word that we need. We had a number of other verses here. Psalm 119:130. What does that say? Psalm 119:130.
The unfolding of your word is like understanding to the simple.
The unfolding, the entrance of thy word. I like that thought in the NIV, that it's something that maybe we wouldn't see or wouldn't know, but as we get into God's word, he unfolds. He shows us. He makes something real to us. The unfolding of thy word bringeth light. And then 133, what do we have there? Someone read that.
Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil.
Yes. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Or let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And so thank God for this book. Let's ask him to put a love in our hearts for his word, that it would be our meditation, that it would fill our hearts and minds, and that we would think about him, about his word throughout the day. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just ask him right now to put a love for his word into our hearts. So that, like David, we could say, oh, how I love thy law. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was to me the joy, the delight, the rejoicing of my heart. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.